Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. Hamam Hilchos Malachim Perkei Halacha Ches. We see in the Sugya and Shavuos in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, like the Mishnah Lamelech writes, Mishnah Lamelech says that any iser that has a maisa involved is going to be considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa, even if the maisa is a maisa of heter, because a maisa of heter is mitzdarif to make it into an iser. So we see from the Sugya in Shavuos that if someone goes into the mikdash and it becomes tamei ba'ones, so the shehiyah is considered like a maisa, even though the knisa was beheter. Nevertheless, the shehiyah is kemaisa. So we can understand this in two ways. One way we can understand it is that shehiyah that comes through a maisa, the shehiyah itself, is considered like a maisa. And because of that, we don't care about the fact that he came in beheter because the shehiyah was be'isser. And that shehiyah be'isser afterwards is considered like a maisa, like Lashon of Tosfos, there in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil O, that according to Gemara there, Shehiya is Kimaisa. This is discussed by Arichus in the Shagas Aryeh Chadashos and Simen Yud Beis, that Shehiya is Kimaisa. And the Shagas Aryeh asked in the Magid Mishnah, on the Kesef Mishnah, well, like Kalayim 10:30, who writes in what the Rambam says, that if he's shoa kedei lishot chayav al kol shehi al shehiya v'shehiya, so he says v'yesh l'tmo me'achas shein oisem ma'ase b'chol pam v'ami yichay is chayav al kol hasra v'hasra. So the tmiya is, since he's not doing a ma'ase every time, why is he chayav in every hasra? In other words, the Rambam says if he waits long enough to take off the clothing and he puts on kalayim, so he's chayav on each shehiya, each duration of time that he could have taken it off. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, since he's not doing a ma'is every time, why should he be chayiv malchus in every hasra? So the answer is, the me'achas shehi b'yodo l'saken, since he could have fixed it, the iser, and removed it, every time he gets hasra, it's considered like he's wearing it again. The shagasai is tamea. So what, he could have removed the iser? Nevertheless, when he's not removing the iser, he's not doing any ma'isa, no sar, when he leaves over sar kochim, or somebody swears to eat something and doesn't eat it, it's considered lav shein bo ma'isa. Like we see numerous places in Shas, even though he could remove the issue, so it must be, says the Shagas Aryeh, that Kol Kai Gavin is considered Ein Bo Maisa. And Shehiyah is different. Shebechai Gavne, the Shehiyah itself is like a Maisa. So Baal Korchenu, we have to say, Bedasa Kesef Mishnah, that Shehiyah doesn't have a Maisa, but since it comes through a Levisha of Maisa, now there is an Isser involved, so the earlier Maisa is mitzdaref to the iser of now, and therefore it becomes an iser sheyesh bo ma'isa. So according to that, we should require that the earlier ma'isa should be a ma'isa of iser. Otherwise, since now there's no ma'isa, and the onesh is because of the ma'isa that was done before, if it's not a ma'isa iser, so you can't give an onesh for it. So it emerges that we have two tzadim. Either the shehiyah is considered like a ma'isa, or it's enough that the earlier ma'isa is mitzdaref to make it into an aveira sheyesh ba mais, and the nafkamina would be a mais of heter, meaning that if you do a mais of heter earlier, then now you can say that the shehiyah is like a mais, because it's mitzdarif to the the earlier ma'isa. Now you're doing an iser, and the shehiyah now, which is an iser, earlier you did a ma'isa, and the shehiyah now, which is an iser, is mitzdarif to the earlier ma'isa of heter, and we say that the shehiyah is like a ma'isa. Or no, that now the shehiyah is not like a ma'isa, and just the shehiyah alone is not a ma'isa, but it's mitzdarif to the ma'isa iser to make it an aveira sheyesh ba ma'isa. Earlier on, now he's not doing an Avera, but he did an Avera earlier, and since he did an Avera earlier, that Issa earlier, which has a Maisa, is Mitzdaref to now, when he's not doing an Avera, but still, the earlier Maisa is Mitzdaref, and therefore you can give him Malkus. That would be the Kesef Mishnah. According to the Shagas Aryeh, we say that she is like a Maisa, because the Maisa Heter that he did earlier is Mitzdaref to the Isser Shehiya now, and even though earlier was a Maisa of Heter, but now since he's doing an Isser, so this Isser is Mitzdaref to the Maisa Heter, and that is like the Mishnah Lamelech, who holds that if someone's Nichnas Lamikdash for Nitma Bainas, she is like a Maisa, even though the Knisa was Beheter, but waiting now in the Mikdash is considered a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa because it's Mitzdaref to the earlier Maisa of the Knisa Beheder. So that's like the Mishnah Lamelech. This understanding of the Shagas Aryeh would be like the Mishnah Lamelech, that an earlier Maisa is Mitzdaref to the Isser of now, the Shehi of now, which is an Isser, making it a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa Tyson Shuas Naftala Dimras Kalavali writes, if a person swears that he's going to eat, and then he throws the kikar into the sea, and they give him asra b'shas hazrika, he's pater mishum lav she'en bo mais afrek d'pnei Yoshua. What do you mean? He swore he's going to eat it, and he throws it into the yam. So he's over on his shvua, bekum v'asei. He's over on his shvua b'kum v'aseh. So how can you call it a lav she'en bo ma'isa? So in the mitzvah, and he writes that since the ma'isa was a ma'isa of heter, even though through this he's over on an iser, it's considered a lav she'en bo ma'isa. That's how he explains Tosis, that it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa because the mice itself is a mice of head there. Even though through this it's going to result in an iser, nevertheless it's considered a lav shein bo mice. And he says that Tosis Lashitosin and Shua stuff Yitzayin di Ramasilo and Nazir, Yitzayin obeys di Ramasilo, that if a person takes upon himself an oath of Nazirus in a cemetery, he gets Malchus only if he himself removed the cover of the box in which he's in, covering which he's in, so he's actively metame himself. Otherwise, he's not going to be chayev because it's considered a lav she'en bo ma'isa because he was passive in becoming metame if somebody else was metame, even though he did a ma'isa earlier. And you can't compare it to Shoa b'kelayim because here the first ma'isa was a ma'isa of heter. So when someone wears kelayim, the first ma'isa was a ma'isa of iser. He put on the kelayim be iser, and therefore when he's shoheh be kelayim, when he waits with the kelayim, k'day lifshor is chayav al kol shehiya b'shehiya. Why? Because there the original ma'isa was a ma'isa of iser. But here, where there was original mice, it was a mice of heter. He is not going to be chayiv as doing a mice. So, if the original mice was a mice of heter, then the person is okay, as long as you don't say Shehiya Kamaisa. If you say obviously Shehiya Kamaisa, then you're Mitzarif, the original. If there's a Maisa at the beginning and then a person Shoah, you can say Shehiya Kamaisa, and you're Mitzarif, the original Maisa had there. But otherwise, like in the case of throwing the Kikar Liyam, or in the case of the person who goes into the Beis HaKvaros in a Shida Teva or Migdal, In such a case, you're not mitzarif the earlier maisa to the avera now. And he also brings to the Magid Mishnah, Perak Aleph Mizela Baveda Lachates, that the lab of losachmod is a lab shein bo maisa, even though yesh bo netilas chayfetz me'al moicher, because it's beratzen ha-moicher ladas ha-rambam. According to the Rambam, what's happening is the iser is that he nudges the person to sell it to him. So even though he's doing a maisa when he takes the chayfetz, that's not the ikar. The ikar is ein ba maisa. The ikar is the is ishtadlus for the mechir, which is ein ba maisa. So that's considered a lav shein ba maisa. So even if there's a maisa, if it's not the ikar iser, it's considered a lav shein ba maisa. So again, the yesod we're trying to bring out is that as long as the maisa was a maisa of heter, it's considered a lav she'ein bo maisa, even though a maisa was done, since the maisa was a maisa of heter, unless, like in the case of the kalayim case, where he wears the kalayim, where he goes into the mikdash, there it's a case where we say shehiyas kemaisa. If we say shehiyas kemaisa, then we're mitzarif the maisa of heter. So here we have a number of examples where the maisa was of heter is okay. Throwing the kikar into the yam is the maisa was heter. The etzem iser is the not eating the kikar. The person who was nazar beis hakvaris, somebody else was mitamehim. There the maisa was a maisa of heter. Says again, Malkus la sachmod. The ikar is the ishtadlus, he doesn't get malchus, even though there was a mice of taking the object. And also Toysim Sachim, the Psalmach Gimel on the base, the Gabi the Lab of Losishchad al Chomet, writes, Omer Rida lo mechayv ba'al chomet el ha-shechet al-zorek. He says, Natar lo sishchad. So listen to Toysim. Toysim says that when someone, you're not allowed to own chomets when the carbon kesach is being bought, it's only an aver on the person who shechs the carbon, or the person who does rikas hadam. He says, like sishchat, it has to be involved in the maisa shchita. However, the person who owns chametz, the baal chametz, didn't do the maisa shchita or the zrika. Also, says Tosfos, how's Rabbi Yochanan be mechayiv? It's a lav shein bo maisa. So Tosfos doesn't seem to make sense. First, he says, no issur at all. He says, like sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. And they say, no, it's only to Malkus because it's a lav shein bo maisa. And Chaschinuch says, there are two shitas, but it's not mashma like that in Tosfos. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. And even if Tosfos is be yisoda isser. In other words, is it an iser on the carbon, or is it an iser on the chametz? Is it an iser on the shchita ala chametz, on the carbon, or is it iser on owning chametz? So the whole tzat mimachayiv ba'ala chametz is if it's an iser on the chametz, not if it's an iser on the carbon. So on that, Taisa says, we have a pasuk, lo sishchat. So you see, it's a din on the carbon. And Taisa adds, otherwise, it's ein bo mahavel ein bo maisa gam etzel ha-shechet. If you don't say this, then it's considered ein bo maisa by the shechet as well, because the iser is not in the shechita. The iser is the fact that he owns the chametz, which is ein bo maisa. So how are you going to have malchus at all in lo sishchat? Nobody ever does a maisa, and we see in the sugya there is malchus. So it must be that the avoid is the iser and it has a maisa. Therefore, it's pashut that the baal chametz is not over at all. So it's mavur. We see from here that even when the Isser comes al yedei maisa, that sof sof the Isser chametz was through the avodas hakarbon, nevertheless, it's pashut Tosfos that it's considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. So the Isser is coming through a maisa, but as far as the baal chametz is concerned, so to Tosfos, as we saw in the second tzad, right? Tosfos says that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa that. It's a lav shein bo maisa gam etzel ha-shechet, if it's a din in the chametz. There's an iser involved, there's a maisa involved, he does the maisa shechita. Doesn't matter because that's not the ikar. That's not the ikar iser. The ikar iser is the owning of the chametz. So it doesn't matter that there's a maisa. And that's like Tosis Legabe Zrikas HaKikar. At Enochinami, he throws the kikar, but that's not the Ikar Isser. The Ikar Isser is not even the chametz. Not even eating it that he swore he's going to eat it. Here also, the Ikar Isser is the... if the Ikar Isser was just the chametz, then it wouldn't matter that he did a maisa of shchita. It would still be a lav shem bo maisa, because that's not the Ikar Isser, isn't the maisa. However, like based on what we said, this is not connected to the Mishnah Lamelech. Because there, what was the Mishnah Lamelech talking about? The Mishnah Lamelech was talking about a case where a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash with a Maisa. So, there, in that case, when he's in the mikdash, or where he's wearing kalayim, he comes to it through a ma'isa, and therefore it's enough, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, that he should do a ma'isa of heter. So in the case of the Mishnah Lamelech, by the shehiya b'mikdash, or by the vishus kalayim, since the iser came about as a result of the ma'isa, it's considered a lab sheyesh bo ma'isa. And therefore, it's enough that he did a ma'ase of heter, of just going into the mikdash. By the vishus kalayim, the ma'ase was a ma'ase of iser, but if we saw in the shagas ayah, if he remains with it on him, so he's chayav in every shehiyah v'shehiyah. So there also, the wearing it, putting it on, that makes it. What he does further, just remaining with it on, that makes it a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, because that original ma'isa, putting it on, created the iser. The iser of the shvua, when somebody swears he's not going to eat it, he swears that he's not going to eat this loaf of bread, he swears he's going to eat this loaf of bread and throws it in the yam. Or the person is just holding on to chametz. For Pesach, he's just holding on to chametz. Not for Pesach, by the Lashishcha. That the Bailam of the chametz is holding on to the chametz. So in the first case of Oichel, so the not eating it is not because of the Zrika. He wasn't going to eat it anyway. So therefore, you can't blame the Zrika on the fact that he's not eating the kikar. And therefore, it's considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, because here the lav wasn't throwing it in the yam. And also, by in the chametz case, when the person, the bailam owns chametz, he doesn't have the chametz because of the shechita. So therefore, you can't say that the shechitas, we can make it considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, because he doesn't own the chametz because of the shechita. So therefore, you can't use the shechita as the make it into a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So therefore, it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa l'kuliyam. Only when the ma'isa creates the iser, like by being in the mikdash or lavish kalayim, there you're mitzayif the ma'isa to the iser, even if the ma'isa was a ma'isa of heter. But if the ma'isa doesn't create the iser, like when he throws the kikar in the yam, he wasn't going to eat it anyway. Or somebody has chametz when the shechita is being done, so the ma'aseh of shechita doesn't give him the chametz. So in such an instance, the kulei alma, we would consider it a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. That's again even on the tzad that the iser is on the chametz. It's, if the iser is on the chametz, is owning the chametz, so we can't say that this chametz is. That's la ayde shchita, because the shchita isn't giving him the chametz. So memelo will be considered a lav shem ma'isa. So l'kulei alma ein bo ma'isa. And the you can see with the Kilos Yaakov, he discusses the mitzvah esen that we saw before. It's good to look in the Kilos Yaakov, Masechta Shavuos, and Simon Dalid. So the Sod HaDvarim is that as long as the Maisa doesn't create the Yisr, the Maisa Batzmos is a Maisa Heter, and the Yisr he could be over even without the Maisa, so you consider it a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. And the Yisr of the Mishnah LaMelech is that if you have a Maisa, the Maisa of Heter, but the Maisa brought about the Yisr, then it would be considered he wouldn't have been over on the Yisr without this Maisa of Heter, then it's considered Alav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we are going to continue this line of thought. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.